$1 million. How aggressive do you think the racing's going to be here tonight?
I mean, you would think it's going to be aggressive. If you certainly, you've got the first and second cars near each other at the end of the race. It certainly will get physical in some sort of way. But you know, hopefully it all works out to where we're up front. Got a big lead, don't have to worry about it.
All right, that's Denny Hamlin again. The 11 rolls off 11th here tonight in the All-Star race.
He is one of the favorites, but he's also embraced the role of the villain. If you don't believe me, the fans here at North Wilkesboro Speedway have spoken. The boos were out.
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back and ready to make a new millionaire in Victory Lane.
Oh, it's you! Stephanie!
Last year, it happened to Stephanie. This year, it could be you winning $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Head to Powerball.com for the list of participating lotteries and join the race for $1 million. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
I'm Kim Coon.
And I'm Ryan Flores.
Join us every week for Around the Track. We'll get you ready for the upcoming racing action, whether you'll be attending in person or watching at home.
We showcase young and upcoming drivers and tell you what to watch for in all the NASCAR Regional Series. Plus, our attraction segment gives you all the fan activities, concerts, and tailgating fun at each event.
The betting segment will help you win some easy money, and we've got driver suggestions to pump up your fantasy roster. Check out Around the Track each Wednesday on NASCAR's YouTube channel.
Driver introductions have wrapped up. The stage is being disassembled. We're getting closer and closer to getting the All-Star Race under the green flag from North Wilkesboro Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
From Wilkes County, North Carolina, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
Back at North Wilkesboro Speedway, lets you get you right back down to the grid. Ryan Blaney is ready to go racing in the All-Star race, and Steve Post is with him.
And Ryan is a former All-Star winner. He's a champion of the series, obviously, but actually it's the Coca-Cola 600 that locked him in last year winning that race. Ryan started in the 17th spot, had 50 minutes of practice and some qualifying. What'd you learn? What'd your thoughts about your race car?
Yeah, it was nice to learn, what the difference was with the primes and the options, and because you're going to be on both of them tonight, you know. So, and the racetrack, you know, it kind of moved around a little bit and got wide. And I hope it gets wider tonight. I hope we get up in the third lane in the 3 and 4, and it just helps the racing out a little bit. But I thought we were decent. Not starting where we want to, but hopefully we can get interesting with strategy. Maybe some options come up, or we can get creative. I'd like to just drive up through there, so that'd be ideal. But we'll see what happens.
It's a repave. We don't expect this. What's been your take on the repave here? Because you just talked about how wide the track is going to get. Those two don't seem go hand in hand. What's been your take on the racetrack?
No, I've been really pleased with it, honestly. I mean, like you said, you don't really normally see multiple lanes on a repave. And so whatever they've done, with different compound in the asphalt, combination of the tire, you know, I think both of them are kind of working together. And so I give them props for it. Hopefully we can learn from that going forward, you know, with tracks that are maybe currently newly repaved or going to get repaved, we can learn, you know, of how to mix the asphalt to get it to wear in, you know, and not be so glassy and greasy and dusty. So we'll see. It's always nice when things work out, though. So props to all the SMI folks.
Indeed, that is Ryan Blaney. He starts in the 17th spot. A lot of learning about the asphalt, learning about the tires, and $1 million at the end of the night as well.
Yeah, he knows how to get it done. He won here in 2022 and claimed $1 million. By the way, there are six former winners in the field here tonight. One of them is Chase Elliott. Let's hear from him now, Chris.
That's right. He won in 2020. Of course, he's a Cup Series champion. Chase Elliott now back in the All-Star field once again by virtue of his win at Texas. Chase, what do you think about this race car? I know qualifying didn't go well with the penalties, so you're starting a little farther back, but how is the race car as we go for 200 laps?
Yeah, I thought our car was actually really pretty good, so I was happy with it yesterday on Friday, whenever we ran. We were all being really aggressive, you know, in qualifying, but that's what this event is for, you know, is to kind of lay it all out there and hope for the best. So we certainly did that, went over the line and got busted. So I think our Napa Chevy's pretty solid. You know, you had to be pretty good in that open race to make ground. So I anticipate you'll see some more of that. The cool thing is our race is a little longer and we have some options of tires. So I hope that the tire is different enough where if you put it on, you can make some ground. Didn't really show to be that way in that race, but we'll see. You know, and got a great crowd, great atmosphere, and glad to see the All-Star race thriving in a proper location.
Absolutely. Now, you get to start on the option tire, too, so that does open the window for strategy. Have you pinpointed kind of anything about this option tire, or is it still kind of early in the game?
I think it's all fine. The biggest mistake, in my opinion, is the fact that they're making everyone do the same thing. You know, I think if they just let everyone decide what they wanted to do and kind of leave it in everyone's hands, I think it would make for a better show, which we will have that option at the stop, but I think it would have been even more fun to have a mixed bag here to start, but we'll see. Obviously, we're starting in the back, so leaders are going to be coming quick and got to get going.
Finally, I know as a teammate to Kyle Larson, how in tune were you to his qualifying run earlier, and just how special is that?
Yeah, we were keeping up with it for sure. You know, I thought he did a great job, and you know, I think for him, just going through all that, it seems like he's handling it really well. And I'm sure next week's going to be a whole different ball game. But certainly, like everybody else, you know, I've enjoyed watching and wish him the best, and hope that. You know, hope it goes well for him, because that's a big deal and potentially a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So hope he and his family enjoy it.
All right, that's Chase Elliott. Appreciate your time. Chase Elliott going to try to win another All-Star race, but he's going to have some cars to pass tonight.
He is indeed, but isn't that what race car drivers want to do, pass race cars?
That's the whole name of the game, and obviously, like he said, starting on the option tire is what they're all going to do. Let's get you back downstairs, Steve.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Daytona 500 champion from last year, starts in the 16th spot down here chatting with his crew chief Mike Kelly down here as they put together what they're hoping is $1 million strategy here tonight. Ricky had some practice yesterday, a little bit of qualifying. How is your race car?
Felt decent in practice. The problem is a lot of us are the same speed, and I think that's the tricky part of, you know, getting around here and what you're going to do strategy-wise, you know, tires, you know, soft, you know, the normal compound or what have it. You know, we got a little bit longer run than that open did. So, you know, maybe the, you know, kind of regular tires will be better on the long run. You know, that 50 lap was kind of that give or take point of, you know, we were wondering if those soft ones would give up or not. And they didn't in 50. So it'll be interesting to see where we start. Definitely if there's an early caution, you'll see, I assume, the back half of the field do something different than everybody else. So we'll see what happens.
Going to be fun, that's for sure. We're standing here. We're up toward turn number four, and I'm looking way down there, and I say down to turn number one. It's very obvious standing here from the driver's seat. How much do you notice the elevation change here at this racetrack?
You notice it a lot. I feel like if there's a corner that you're a little nervous about entering hard, it's turn one. So you definitely gain some speed down the front stretch, and then, you know, obviously climb the hill, you know, off of two and feel really good getting in three. Off of turn four, it's not terrible, but definitely that run down the front stretch is really unique to this place. And, man, it's really cool.
It is really cool, no doubt about it. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. starts in position number 16.
He's in by virtue of winning the Daytona 500.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with Geico, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This Geico sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your Geico team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
I'm Steve Letarte. Each week, join Todd Gordon and myself for NASCAR Inside the Race, presented by Consumer Cellular. We'll look at all the key moments that propel a team to victory,
including a breakdown on exactly how the race was won. Plus, we'll dive into the data and go in depth on penalties, race strategy, point standings, and rule changes.
And we have all kinds of fun tools to show off, like ghost cars, telestration, and line graphs to provide all the minute details. Catch NASCAR Inside the Race each Tuesday on NASCAR's YouTube channel.
From North Wilkesboro Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Here's the starting lineup for the NASCAR All-Star Race, brought to you by eBay Motors. Bring home the cup with eBay Guaranteed Fit. Brakes, headlights, all the parts to fit your vehicle the first time, every time. eBay Motors. ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Row 10.
Noah Gregson, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Bubba Wallace, Concord, North Carolina.
Row 9.
Ty Gibbs, Washington, D.C.
Ryan Blaney, Hartford, Ohio.
Row 8.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Olive Branch, Mississippi.
Chase Elliott, Dawsonville, Georgia.
Row 7.
Kyle Busch, Las Vegas, Nevada.
William Byron, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Row 6.
Kyle Larson, Elk Grove, California.
Denny Hamlin, Chesterfield, Virginia.
And now, the top 10 starters. Starting 10th.
A.J. Allmendinger, San Jose, California.
Starting 9th.
Michael McDowell, Glendale, Arizona.
Starting 8th.
Martin Truex Jr., Mayetta, New Jersey.
Starting 7th.
Ross Chastain, Alva, Florida.
Starting 6th.
Tyler Reddick, Corning, California.
Starting 5th.
Chris Buescher, Prosper, Texas.
Starting 4th.
Daniel Suarez from Monterrey, Mexico.
Starting 3rd.
Christopher Bell, Norman, Oklahoma.
Starting 2nd.
Brad Keselowski, Rochester Hills, Michigan.
And starting on the pole,
Joey Logano, Middletown, Connecticut.
That's the starting lineup for the NASCAR All-Star Race.
Pre-race ceremonies are coming up next.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pinzola Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $34.99.
Get in zone.
And what do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone,
AutoZone. And I might need some help.
No problem. We have helpful how-tos at AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Are you ready for sights, sounds, and speed that'll shake you to your core? To see NASCAR stars like Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, Bubba Wallace, Denny Hamlin, and Ross Chastain attack the asphalt? Are you ready to make memories that'll last a lifetime? Yeah? You're ready. Then we got one more question. What are you waiting for? To experience the thrill of a NASCAR race in person, visit NASCAR.com/tickets.
From North Wilkesboro Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
and we're fast.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a preferred customer of the Hometown Guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. Tractor Central's Model Year 2023 Green Tag Closeout offers big savings on new John Deere riding lawn tractors and zero-turn mowers. While supplies last, you'll save $300 on remaining X300 series lawn tractors, $500 to $700 on garden tractors, up to $1,000 on John Deere zero-turn mowers. Get started today at TractorCentral.com. Offer ends June 3rd, 2024.
It's a John Deere day.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Taking a weekend of its racing schedule and devoted it to its best of the best. Tonight, 20 drivers will set championship efforts aside and chase a $1 million payday. There are no points in play, no win and get into the playoffs. Tonight, it's all about the money. But this time through, it's different. The North Wilkesboro Speedway has received a fresh coat of asphalt since teams were here last. Drivers will have a choice of tires. And according to Christopher Bell, it's all about the unknown.
It's going to be a completely new race. And what you saw last year is not going to be anything like what we saw this year. I mean, I guess the stat book is going to show that we have a race at North Wilkesboro. But honestly, it's going to be a new track for all of us and a new experience. So I don't think anybody can go in there with any expectations of what the race is going to or how the race is going to unfold because nobody knows.
20 drivers, 200 laps. Unknowns too numerous to mention. $1 million awaits at the end of it all. The table is set for a wild and rambunctious NASCAR All-Star Race, live from North Wilkesboro. Next.
Live on the Motor Racing Network, it's the NASCAR Cup Series.
Give it a big thumbs up. Get ready to rock and roll past the race car today, pal. Pull boys, let's execute. Have a good day.
Tonight, the NASCAR All-Star Race from North Wilkesboro Speedway. Brought to you by GEICO. GEICO's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. It's easy to GEICO. By Napa. Brake quieter with Napa Silent Guard. By BetterHelp Online Therapy. Get 10% off your first month today at BetterHelp.com/racingradio. By Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff. By Hands-Free Skechers Slip-Ins. Just step in and go. By Progressive Insurance. Bundle home and auto and save. Visit Progressive.com. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit Toyotaracing.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance.
Massive crowd getting ready to go. They're ready. The drivers are ready. We're all ready to go. It is NASCAR All-Star Weekend here at North Wilkesboro Speedway on a Sunday night under the lights. 71 degrees outside. Absolutely perfect for what lies ahead, and that includes $1 million.
You're right about that, and this is a big night. No points on the line, just simply racing for the $1 million check, and we're all excited to see how that is. Now, let's go trackside.
Please rise as you're able and remove your hats, and veterans render a hand salute as the Burlington Fire Department Honor Guard presents our nation's colors. And please welcome country music recording artist and TikTok star, Hannah Dasher, as she performs our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, And the rocket's a red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home.
The 40th running of the NASCAR All-Star Race. It is next right here on the Motor Racing Network.
Hey, I hear you think podcasts are all about true crime, huh? Well, wise guy, the iHeartRadio app's got all kinds of podcasts. We got stuff you should know and stuff they don't want you to know. We got Bobby Bones, Big Boy, and Lou Later. We got SpongeBob Binge Pants and Exotic Erotic Storytime. We got Doughboys, Two Dudes in a Kitchen, Green Eggs and Dan. Hey, we got ElfQuest. We got podcasts for everything on the iHeartRadio app for free. If you don't download that, well, that's not just a true crime, my friend. That's criminal.
NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at nascar.com/fanrewards.
All we need to do now is fire them up and cut them loose, and we're going to do that when we come back from North Wilkesboro Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Welcome back to the 2024 NASCAR All-Star Race live on the Motor Racing Network. It is like a rock and roll show ahead of a 200-lap race with $1 million on the line.
And I think the flashing LED lights that are going on now, they've got colored lights as well, the rainbow lights flashing up the light poles. Rusty Wallace, it's 2024 with the technology and all the lighting system. We got a heck of a show, but we're ready to see something better than that with 200 laps.
Oh, yeah, I know we're going to see a great race tonight. I mean, what we saw earlier in the pre-race was just unreal, what they ran in the All-Star Open race. But this race here is really going to be tough. A lot of grip out there, a lot of speed out there. And, you know, every time you come to this All-Star race, it just jacks everybody up. They end up driving over their limits sometimes. Hopefully we'll see that tonight, get a little action going on, you know. But I expect a wonderful race. These cars are fast tonight.
We had people jumping out of the airplanes. We had pyro. We had rock and roll. We had the driver intros a few moments ago. I say that because the driver introduction stage just now being removed from the front straightaway. everybody using creativity, all the teams being introduced, the driver, the team, anybody stand out? Who won the most creative driver introduction award?
And I'm glad you asked that, because that's what it's become. It's become a competition. You heard A.J. Allmendinger talk about it. How can we up it, the game, every time? To me, the winner of the driver intro, the pit crew and driver, Ross Chastain, and that Trackhouse team, they brought him out sitting on a throne on the shoulders of their big pit crew members. That was pretty cool. Then they signed it and gave it to a lucky fan. That was really cool.
The Watermelon King, Ross Chastain, one of 20. Okay, he won that. What about this race? I'll start first with you, Alex. Who's going to win, or maybe more importantly, how do you win at the end of it all in a $1 million prize?
First part of that, I have no idea who's going to win this thing. I can't wait to see how it all plays out. How do you do that thing after the 50 minutes that we saw in practice Friday and what we saw in the open here today? I'll even throw in the truck race that we saw. Spectacular. I think it's going to take some aggression. I think it's going to take a good handling race car. And Rusty, Denny Hamlin said he wanted to be strictly on the bottom. I think you're going to have to go topside.
No, from what I saw, you're going to have to run the topside of this racetrack to get some momentum up there and get some really good grip. How you win this race, I think you can't make any mistakes tonight, number one. We talk about that a lot. And number two, qualify up front. Joey Logano's got a fantastic qualifying position up there. But then I start looking back towards the back of this pack a little bit midway, and I see Denny Hamlin. I see Kyle Larson. This guy's on fire right now. And then you see all these short track guys that have always run real good in these short tracks, like Kyle Busch. Then you look at Chase Elliott. I mean, anybody can win this race, but above all, don't make mistakes. Get the tire selection correct. Do everything right, but you're going to have to get really aggressive because we're on a short racetrack.
And also, before we go downstairs for the command, a thank you to the race fans that stuck it out. It has been a rough weekend here, although the weather now is perfect. And to everybody that put this track and this facility back into the condition that it's in right now, as we are ready to go, Alex Hayden.
We absolutely are. Drivers are in their race cars. We're ready to get this party started. So let's go trackside for the command of fire engines.
Here to say the most famous words in motorsports, please welcome NASCAR Hall of Famer and seven-time NASCAR Cup Series champion crew chief, Chad Knaus.
Race fans, are you ready for the All-Star Race? Drivers, start your engines!
And just listen to that crowd, and then the 20 engines come to life over top of that. We are ready to go. North Wilkesboro Speedway in the 40th running of the NASCAR All-Star Race. It's next on the Motor Racing Network.
Madame Giselle senses something big coming.
Is it a career change?
Everything looks wet.
I'm going to be a swim teacher.
There's a roof.
A swim teacher who also does roofing.
No, no. The roof of your RV has a leak and it's ruining the furniture.
Oh, that's okay. I'm covered by Progressive. But maybe I'm a swim teaching roofer who makes furniture.
Customize your coverage with Progressive's Roof Protection Plus and be prepared for the unexpected. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Roof Protection Plus available for RVs less than 6 years old. $250 deductible applies to any claim.
NASCAR Street Race Weekend, presented by McDonald's, is coming back to Chicago. A 4th of July weekend festival with the Black Keys and the Chainsmokers on Saturday and Lauren Elena and Keith Urban on Sunday. Plus, NASCAR's brightest stars lighting up the streets.
NASCAR is racing in the streets of Chicago.
The Chicago Street Race Weekend, July 6th and 7th. For tickets and experiences, visit NASCARChicago.com.
From North Wilkesboro Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Do you hide your business from your customers? Of course not. But if you're not marketing your business on the internet, you're not only hidden from your potential customers, well, you don't exist at all. Top Dog Promotions should be your choice for creating a website at a price you can afford, and you don't have to wait days or weeks for changes or updates to your site. Top Dog Promotions prides itself on prompt service and will work within your budget. They'll work closely on getting results with your website. Real Country 1430 W WRDN chose Top Dog Promotions for its new website, and your business should too. More info at topdogpromotions.net and see the websites created for businesses like Real Country 1430 WRDN. Top Dog Promotions can assess your business's marketing efforts and create an advertising strategy that helps you get a better return on your marketing dollar. For a free business assessment, contact Top Dog Promotions at 608-769-9910 or topdogpromotions.net.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Throw a couple of more logs on the bonfire, grab a couple of beverages, settle back with us live on the Motor Racing Network, and for good reason.
Absolutely right. The party's about to begin. The engines have fired. Drivers are just simply waiting for the pace car to pull away. And right now, that blue and white Chevrolet Camaro is pulling off the pit lane and on to the North Wilkesboro Speedway as we get set to go.
Is that, by the way, the grandstands around this racetrack packed with race fans. Most all of them are on their feet right now as that field does begin to move off of the end of pit road and out onto this 0.625 mile racetrack, just over a half a mile in length. Let's bring in one more voice, ready to call the action for you tonight. Outside, turn four, from Barre, Vermont, it is Dave Moody.
Thank you, Jeff Striegel. Good evening once again, everybody, from high above turn four here at the legendary North Wilkesboro Speedway. Let's give you the numbers. 0.625 miles, a little more than a half a mile. The straightaways, front and back, just barely more than a football field in length. The turns are banked just 13 degrees. That's enough to help a race car around, but it's not enough to cure a race car that is handling poorly. There's going to be a lot of arm wrestling going on out there tonight. A very physical racetrack, a very physical race based on what we've seen last night and today. We expect the groove to go from the bottom all the way to the safer barrier. Brand new racetrack, but an ages-old racetrack. It's a perfect combination and a full house here to enjoy the All-Star race tonight.
This is, I guess you can call it somewhat of a Fenway Park-type Wrigley Field. It's old, but it's modernized. Now, let's get you down to the pit lane for a couple of inside stories before the drop of the green flag, starting at the exit of pit road in the Motor Racing Network lead pit reporter from Halstead, Pennsylvania, Steve Post.
Christopher Bell has the very first pit box down here into turn number one, and that was earned yesterday by the Joe Gibbs Racing pit crew. Blake Houston, the front tire changer. Mike Hicks, the rear tire changer. Darrell Edwards, the jackman. Jake Holmes, the tire carrier. And Peyton Moore for the second consecutive year. They were the winners yesterday in the Mechanics Wear Pit Crew Challenge. The reward, the very first pit box. Adam Stevens, the crew chief, is hoping that they pay off with that very first pit box, get out of pit road in a hurry, and can win this race on the backs of those five gentlemen that won the Pit Crew Challenge yesterday. Chris Wilner.
Yeah, and standing on this end of pit road is where Kyle Larson and his Hendrick Motorsports team will pit this race car. And talking to Cliff Daniels, we know how busy Kyle has been over the last several hours and all of the planning and the execution of getting Kyle from Indianapolis right here to North Wilkesboro. But for Cliff Daniels, his message to Kyle before he strapped in the car was simple. Do your thing. We have the car that we know we can come from the back. We have the race car driver and the belief in their driver to come from the back. They did have really good feedback from Kevin Harvick, who practiced this car, but Cliff Daniels said more importantly, it gave them a good baseline. They feel like they have an opportunity to play a little bit of strategy as well, but they like where their race car is at. So the message for Kyle is to do your job. He could certainly do so. He did it already in Indianapolis, qualifying fifth. He's now going to try to win another All-Star here at North Wilkesboro, this time coming from the rear of the field.
Of course, 33 cars, three wide there when they go into the green flag a week from now, and he will start middle of row number two. He qualified fifth there. He's going to start 20th here tonight of the 20 cars. All right, Rusty, you've been here before. You won it in 1989. What are the thoughts of the drivers right now before they go back under the green flag?
Right now with these soft tires and this grippy racetrack and this new asphalt out there, right now from what I saw, I don't want to overdrive the racetrack early on. I don't want to crash my car. Everybody's going to be so aggressive in the first five laps. You got to aim that baby where you got a good opening, but don't stick it where you can't really get it in there real good because you're going to crash. I see a lot of them we saw the restart earlier. Today in All-Star Open. Man, I'll tell you what, they about crashed the first three laps.
It's going to be exciting. We're getting the one-to-go signal this time by Kyle Larson, as Chris Wilner alluded to, is going to drop to the tail end of the field. He'll start dead last. He'll have the opportunity to race his way forward. He won the All-Star race before. He did it here at North Wilkesboro last year, albeit on a vastly different racing surface. Pace car has the lights out. Joey Logano, who won pole position, will opt to start the race on the outside lane. That'll give Brad Keselowski the inside of the front row. Christopher Bell and Daniel Suarez line up in row number two as we get them closer and closer to the start of the All-Star Race 2024. To call the start for the Motor Racing Network from Grand Rapids, Michigan, here's Jeff Striegel.
Sunday night, under the lights, the 40th running of the NASCAR All-Star Race. The field now gathered up 20 in all for 200 laps and $1 million, and we are under the green flag. Joey Logano will get away early. The battle will be for second with Brad Keselowski on the inside.
Keselowski to the inside lane, up by about a half a car length in that low groove, but Daniel Suarez is going to hang tough with him down the back stretch into turn three.
Lap number one of 200, led by Joey Logano. How about thinking three wide for second? There's contact. Christopher Bell got in the left rear of Brad Keselowski. They all get away with it, but Suarez has second.
Keselowski again drifts up in one.
Trouble turn number two. You've got Ricky Stenhouse Jr. washes up the track and pounds the safer barrier with the right front corner of the icy hot Chevrolet. He'll coast that car down the back straightaway, and we're under caution just like that. Hard crash for Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
Heavy duty right front damage for Ricky Stenhouse Jr. That didn't take long. One lap and more than likely night over for Stenhouse.
And I was telling you earlier, watch it early. Everybody's going to be so aggressive, you can crash so easy. And I was just about to tell you guys, these cars look like they're running so fast on this 5/8 mile racetrack. They're really ripping around this track, and Stenhouse just got into it, crashed, and his night's over.
Yeah, it is, as there was some contact. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. moved Kyle Busch up the racetrack the previous lap. When they got back to turns one and two, Kyle Busch gets into the left rear and punts Ricky Stenhouse Jr. into the wall, and I believe Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Steve Post, has parked his wrecked race car in Kyle Busch's pit box and is getting out of the car and facing the Kyle Busch pit crew.
Yes, he is. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. not happy at all, and he is giving the business to that pit crew. They're trying to tell him to get out of here. They're trying to tell him they got a car to pit, but Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is not concerned about their car. Now some of the crew members have wanted to push the car. NASCAR official said, don't touch Ricky Stenhouse Jr.'s car, and one of the steps wrecker is now going to come in. But Ricky Stenhouse Jr., he is not happy with Kyle Busch, and he is showing his displeasure to the Kyle Busch crew here in the middle of the front straightaway.
And I think he has every right in which to do that. Stenhouse climbing right up the pit box and giving it to that entire team. All right, they made contact, no doubt about that. They, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Kyle Busch, they all got away clean. The retaliation, they don't get away clean.
Yeah, their tempers are sky high right now. And the 47 car didn't get away clean at all. And to go up and start screaming at the crew who wasn't driving the car and scream at the crew chief who wasn't driving the car, don't know if I would have done that one or not, but I understand the frustration. And you got to remember, this is a non-points paying race. It's all about the glory and all about the money. And sometimes these guys get too jacked up.
Can't win it on lap number two. It goes back to the lap prior to the crash. Kyle Busch and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. made contact with one another. They were racing hard, and another driver tried to force it three wide, Jeff. But the following lap, when they got back to turn number two, Kyle Busch just sent Ricky Stenhouse Jr. for a ride.
Yeah, he did for sure, and he had to chase him down to get to him. They were three wide. Kyle Busch got the fence, coming off turn number two, got it gathered back up, and had to run Ricky down. When he got to him, he got him once, and then he got him twice. The second time put Stenhouse in the fence.
Yeah, that's a tough one for Ricky Stenhouse Jr. As pit road opens up now for drivers that want to come to pit road. They did start all of them on the option tire. Here comes second place Daniel Suarez, Martin Truex Jr. is right behind him. He too will come to pit lane. A handful of drivers, Chris Wilner, are going to make a pit stop.
That's right. Martin Truex Jr. will come down to the attention of his crew. through. They wanted to work a little bit on the balance and make a tire change as well. There's more drivers coming down pit road, but for Martin Truex Jr., wanted to work on it just a little bit, got a little bit of a read on that first opening about several lap run. Steve Post?
This is all about the tires. Christopher Bell brings the Yahoo Toyota in. Adam Stevens said, Bell, what do you want to do? Christopher Bell said, if we run to the end of this stage, these tires are not going to last. So they go with the prime tires. Prime tires for Bell. Prime tires for Ross Chastain. A whole bunch of them now putting prime tires on. This is what we speculated could turn this thing upside down. Some on the brand new, the soft optional tires. Some on the prime tires. Now these teams that took those optional tires off have another set for later in the race.
14 drivers and teams electing to bank the option tire. 5 drivers have stayed on the field or stayed on the racetrack. Joey Logano leading right now under caution, lap 7.
This season, Toyota Racing is looking for jugglers.
Aha!
Not the ones who toss balls or rings. Fans that can juggle the rigors of a 10-month-long season across many different racing circuits.
Well, what if I added knives?
What if you added GR Cup, Formula Drift, and off-road racing? If you can juggle it all, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. Formula Drift is a registered trademark of Formula Drifts Holdings, LLC.
From the infield garages to the race shops, NASCAR Hot Pass is your all-access ticket to the latest news from the sport.
Well, we got them down. Now we put our foot on them. Then that's the attitude you got to have.
I don't think it's a move that can have any success at Martinsville. I still don't know why it worked.
Stay up to date with all of your favorite drivers all year long.
Get to the Final Four is what every driver in NASCAR's goals are.
NASCAR Hot Pass, weekday mornings from the Motor Racing Network.
From North Wilkesboro Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Do you hide your business from your customers? Of course not. But if you're not marketing your business on the internet, you're not only hidden from your potential customers, well, you don't exist at all. Top Dog Promotions should be your choice for creating a website at a price you can afford, and you don't have to wait days or weeks for changes or updates to your site. Top Dog Promotions prides itself on prompt service and will work within your budget. They'll work closely on getting results with your website. Real Country 1430 WRDN chose Top Dog Promotions for its new website, and your business should too. More info at topdogpromotions.net and see the websites created for businesses like Real Country 1430 WRDN. Top Dog Promotions can assess your business's marketing efforts and create an advertising strategy that helps you get a better return on your marketing dollar. For a free business assessment, contact Top Dog Promotions at 608-769-9910 or topdogpromotions.net.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
9 laps in, we've had strategy play out, we've had anger, we've had tempers. We took a driver out. That's Ricky Stenhouse Jr. You may hear from him coming up very shortly as we get ready for a Geico restart presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook confusing? Make it easy. Switch to Geico and get all of your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started. Up front, 5 drivers that stayed on the racetrack electing to stay with the option tire. Joey Logano on the outside, Brad Keselowski on the inside as we get ready to go back under the green flag.
Here they come up off of turn number 4. The Geico restart zone is in the middle of turn 4 and we're under green again in the All-Star race. Joey Logano gets a great restart. He'll lead Brad Keselowski back to turn 1.
Jack Rabbit start from late in the Geico restart zone gets him away with the lead. Brad Keselowski now on the bottom of the racetrack is going to have to fight for second. Tyler Reddick to the outside behind them. Chris Buescher and Ryan Blaney.
11 laps in. Ricky Stenhouse Jr.'s night is done. Let's hear from him right now,
yeah,
Chris.
Yeah, he's just been released from the care center. Rookie, take me through the contact initially that put you out.
Yeah, the 8 was mad. We, shot the gap and passed them there on the first corner, first lap. So he just wrecked us in 2. But, for the lap and a half I had, my car felt really good, and it was good in practice yesterday. I hate that we don't get to see really, you know, what could come of it. But, yeah, he just wrecked us.
You pulled it down in the pit box of the eight. What did you say to Kyle Busch's crew? What was the decision to do that? What message were you sending?
Well, I just figured, you know, Kyle would probably do the same thing. I've seen that done before. But just told Randall that he could tell Kyle over the radio. I'll see him afterwards.
All right, that's Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Guys, done early here in the All-Star race.
Randall being Randall Burnett, the crew chief for Kyle Busch, on top of it. And Jeff, he's right. He'll see him after the race because you can't leave the racetrack. At least you can't leave the infield.
You think he'll go back to the 8 pit box and just watch it from up there? Probably not. The 8 pit box, of course, for Kyle Busch. But yes, you're right. He has no place to go. He is locked in to the North Wilkesboro Speedway. Joey Logano is locked in as well as he begins to pull away from Tyler Reddick by 2 car lengths in turn 2.
2 car lengths in hand to the back straightaway. Reddick with about a car length and a half over Chris Buescher. Then it's 3 back to Ryan Blaney, who's just polished off Brad Keselowski. Bradley able to get to the bottom of the racetrack for the first time tonight.
He is, but he's got a threat on the back bumper in the form of that purple and white Toyota. That's Christopher Bell on the march.
Bell goes to the outside on entry into turn number 1. Brad Keselowski able to get away from him by about a car length. Front 6, front 7 now, all run nose to tail in single file.
I'm interested to see how long these front 5 cars that did not pit and kept the soft tires on will keep going quick before the tires start wearing out. That's a big question. How long can they run hard before the tires give up and the harder tires start catching these guys or running them down? That's all part of the tire strategy.
Well, those harder, quote-unquote, harder tires that you're talking about, Christopher Bell has got 4 of them on, and he has run down the 5 on the option tire. He is lightning quick right now. Joey Logano leads on lap 18. Let's take you down the leaderboard presented by Napa when it comes to brakes. Napa Silent Guard brakes deliver noise, reducing OE quality performance. Drivers demand. Available now at Napa.
Joey Logano, the race leader. Tyler Reddick is second. Chris Buescher third. Ryan Blaney fourth. And Brad Keselowski fifth. Remember, they stayed on the racetrack and are still on the option tire. Sixth is Christopher Bell. Seventh is Daniel Suarez. Eighth, Ross Chastain. Denny Hamlin is ninth, who had a big moment ago. And William Byron is 10th.
Chase Elliott, 11th. Martin Truex Jr. is 12th. Ty Gibbs, 13th. Kyle Busch, 14th. Kyle Larson, 15th. A.J. Allmendinger, 16th. Bubba Wallace, 17th. Michael McDowell, 18th. Noah Gregson, 19th. You heard from Ricky Stenhouse Jr. a moment ago. He will be scored 20th when he went out on lap number 2.
If you're a Kyle Larson fan, yeah, he's climbing the leaderboard slowly and steadily. It is remarkable, Jeff, for Kyle Larson has not been on this brand new pavement at all this weekend. Obviously missed the 50-minute practice session. Did not get a chance to qualify the car or anything of that nature. Gets behind the wheel of the race car, starts dead last. He's passed Noah Gregson, Michael McDowell, A.J. Allmendinger, Bubba Wallace, and Kyle Busch.
Now he's hunting down Ty Gibbs, who won the Open, and that put Ty Gibbs into the All-Star race. And you're right, Dave, from 232 miles an hour at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, Kyle Larson back at home in the stock car.
I'm trying to think, other than four wheels on the ground, I think the only comparison is he's fast.
Tell you what, Dave, it's got to be a big surprise for Cal Larson to get in this car for the very first time on this new repaved racetrack and sail that baby down into turn 1. He probably said, oh my gosh, this is way different, but I'm thinking I'm liking it. This track looks really fantastic, and I got to believe Kyle's going to like running on it tonight.
I like what I see also with the option tire. Again, the front 5 stayed on the track. Steve Post, they're putting lap after lap under green. Now 26 laps complete on the option tire. Nobody on the prime has been able to pass them yet.
Yeah, but stay tuned. I think we're getting to the point. It was somewhere in the high 20s, early 30s, where we watched yesterday or Friday in practice. The drivers I was watching was Chase Briscoe on the option tire, Denny Hamlin on the prime tire, and when they got to about lap 30, lap 32, things were equal, and we got another 8 or 10 laps after that, and the option tire, the prime tire, was significantly better. So we're getting close to that window to see what the tires will do compared to each other as we roll through these laps here at North Wilkesboro.
And as expected, Alex, 0.4 of a second quicker those on the option tire than those that switched over to the primary tire. We had a change for second. We're going to have a change for third. Chris Buescher by Tyler Reddick. And now here comes Ryan Blaney, Alex, working to the outside on Tyler.
Yeah, Tyler Reddick going the wrong way. Perhaps what Steve Post was talking about. His tire is beginning to give up the grip. He's lost second. He's lost third. Not only that, Dave, he's lost a ton of real estate in the process.
Yeah, he really has. He is now about a half a straightaway behind the leader, Joey Logano, and very quickly falling back into the clutches of Brad Keselowski.
Guys, I tell you what, I know we've talked a lot about different grooves on this racetrack and how you like to run that turn two up high to get all that momentum, but I just love watching it. I'm watching Ryan Blaney right in front of Tyler Reddick, and as he exits turn two, he shoots off that corner like a rocket because he's so high in the track. It's fun to watch. Another guy I'm looking at, I know we've talked about Kyle Larson a lot all day long, but this is the type of guy with this racetrack would fit his style perfect because Kyle likes to run the top side, and the top side in turn one and two, I think it's really going to come alive, especially for Kyle Larson.
Right now, running in position number 14, the question becomes very quickly that needs to be answered. How long do the option tires stay on the racetrack? Alex, the 32 laps in, we know you can't just run an option tire for the first 100 laps. At least we don't think we can. It hasn't been done yet. We saw them go 50 laps in practice, and I think that's as far as we saw anybody push that particular tire.
You're right about that. The question is, you just pointed it out, it's unknown past 50 laps. We don't know what the tire is going to do as Tyler Reddick is about to lose another spot to Brad Keselowski, but what are they going to do? What we do know is at lap 100, the halfway point, there will be what's called an all-star caution, essentially a NASCAR competition caution, and at that stop, or I should say at that caution flag, every team must do a mandatory four-tire change. Now, which tires you put on is going to be strictly up to the team.
And we'll just have to follow it and see how it plays out. Obviously, if any of these drivers were to pit under the green flag, they would lose at least one lap, and depending on where they're running, possibly two. Logano across the line, Buescher to follow, Ryan Blaney, Brad Keselowski, Tyler Reddick, and Christopher Bell. They have checked out on the field. A good battle, though, is shaping up right now. You've got William Byron in the Chevrolet Camaro, Chase Elliott right behind, and down on the inside, that's Denny Hamlin.
Side by side, down the back straightaway, and in a turn one, Hamlin hugging the white line at the bottom of the racetrack. William Byron, Chase Elliott letting it get a little free on the outside lane.
This is for 9th, 10th, and 11th on the racetrack. They still continue to stay right together.
Side by side with Ross Chastain, only about far as power lengths further ahead. Advantage, William Byron. He drives, at least for the moment, around the outside of Denny Hamlin.
And now this is the battle for 9th, just inside the top 10. William Byron, Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott. Here comes Denny back to the bottom on Chase Elliott.
A couple of Hendrick Motorsports teammates in Byron and Elliott. A Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota in the hands of Denny Hamlin. And they are now very quickly beginning to reel in Ross Chastain.
They are, as Chastain's got the Busch Light plaid colors on board on All-Star Night here on a Sunday night. Those three cars, Dave, they are looking like jet fighters, maybe the United States Air Force Thunderbirds in formation.
They really are. It's like they're welded together inside and out. Everybody's got their own line. Everybody's got their own preference. Everybody's got where their car is working best. For the moment, Denny Hamlin has the advantage.
Right now, we are 10 laps away from no man's land. In other words, we have yet uncharted territory to explore. Joey Logano, now lap 41. Buescher, Blaney, Keselowski. These are the drivers, Alex, on the option tire. We saw them go 50 laps, but no more. And we are quickly closing in on that. But yet, when we look at the times by Logano, he continues to be, lap after lap, the quickest car on the racetrack.
That's not necessarily a surprise because they qualified on the prime tire, all cars did, and they were the fastest in one pole position from green flag to checkered flag. So they have a good handling race car and a very fast one at that, as Logano's trying to lap A.J. Allmendinger. The first prime tire car to get into the top five past the first option tire car. Well, that's just taken place a moment ago. Christopher Bell got by Tyler Reddick. Reddick's car clearly searching for grip, and he's losing it.
Daniel Suarez running in position number six as we take a look at how this is going to play out. Rusty, you're watching it. What's your thoughts?
I'm just watching these different cars, how the different cars on the racetrack are adapting to what's happening. We watched Denny Hamlin come off of turn four a little while ago, got dead sideways. William Byron drove around him, checked out a little bit, and now Denny's car has came back alive. It's handling much, much better, and now he's put like six or eight car lengths between him and William Byron, now Chase Elliott. So the track is changing. Everything's getting a little bit better, I think, for these drivers, especially for Denny Hamlin.
46 laps now complete, make it 47, as the race leader Joey Logano has indeed lapped the car of A.J. Allmendinger. Dave, Chris Buescher continues to impress, and he's doing it again tonight.
Yeah, you know, it's just been a very solid season so far for Chris Buescher. He's up to the number two spot, puts a lap on the A.J. Allmendinger machine, and he's not out of hailing distance to Joey Logano. The difference is only about 10 car lengths.
47 laps are in the books, Dave. Joey Logano showing the way over Chris Buescher, Ryan Blaney, Brad Keselowski, and Christopher Bell. That is your top five.
Napa! Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why Napa Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at Napa locations nationwide. Napa!
Miss a moment of the NASCAR season.
Chastain drove it and never lifted. Put it against the safer barrier and all the way around the turn. Passes Denny Hamlin.
Check out the Motor Racing Network's coverage of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series, the NASCAR Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series on hundreds of local radio stations around the country. Find your local station by going to MRN.com to catch the excitement of NASCAR on the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
50 down, 150 to go. Joey Logano continuing to show the way. He's got about a 10-car length advantage over Chris Buescher. Chris has got about 20 back to Ryan Blaney. That's your top three. Now 51 laps complete from North Wilkesboro Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
We're here for you 24-7. We're real country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Fifty-five laps complete now in the NASCAR All-Star Race. Logano has led all 55 laps in turn one. We can clearly see the groove moving way up the racetrack. Almost Darlington style, run up against the outside safer barrier. You, Alex Hayden, have been watching them as they work through turns three and four. What do you see?
It's specifically on exit of turn number four. And we'll talk about first place Joey Logano and second place Chris Buescher. Rusty, we're watching their exits off of turn four. Logano's exiting about a car width wider than what Chris Buescher is. Chris Buescher's keeping the car right up to the inside wall on the pit lane as close as he possibly can.
Well, Alex, the characteristics of this particular trap, especially off of turn four, has always been to stay as low as you can and drive the car in a straight line up towards the wall, because if you didn't do that in the past, you would spin the tires really, really bad. I would think, though, with this new repave, it wouldn't be that critical. You could maybe arc it out a little bit more like Joey Logano's doing right now. We'll just have to see. One more thing, guys, I want to mention. The tire, we continue to always talk about a soft tire might fall off real fast. We expect it to do that, and a hard tire not to do that. There's a really, really good chance tonight that softer tire we're talking about is just really perfect for this condition. And it could be that the harder tire, in my opinion, is just flat too hard. So don't be surprised if that soft tire we think is going to fall off isn't really falling off like we think it would.
It's not falling off at all. As a matter of fact, 61 laps in, and Chris Wilner, you can weigh in on this. They continue to be, those on the option tire, quicker than those on the primary tire. We're 62 laps into this run. Does Joey Logano stay out and complete all 100 laps?
That's the game plan right now, Jeff, according to their radio. Listening in to Paul Wolf, continuing to give Joey Logano the gap back to second place Chris Buescher. It's kind of been stagnant as of late. Now that we're in this uncharted territory, the biggest thing he's telling Joey is to not overdrive the fronts and not put too much wheel input to them. These softer tires, these optional tires, a little bit more temperature sensitive. Now, granted, we're also running this now pretty much under full dark skies. It's gotten a lot cooler out, so he's able to maintain a good pace without really putting temperature in these front tires. So right now, the message for Joey is keep doing what you're doing. Just maintain that gap back to Chris Buescher.
Now, as we continue to race with 64 laps complete, let's take a look at the leaderboard brought to you by Blue Green Vacations. Blue Green Vacations, the official vacation ownership provider of NASCAR, invites you to believe in the power of vacation. With Blue Green, you can create a lifetime of memories at our collection of unique, locally inspired resorts and enjoy exclusive access to VIP NASCAR experiences. Start your vacation journey today at bluegreenvacations.com.
Well, Alex, on lap 65, you have four Ford Mustang dark horses at the front of the field. Joey Logano, Chris Buescher, Ryan Blaney, and Brad Keselowski. Fifth right now is Christopher Bell. Sixth, Tyler Reddick. Seventh, Daniel Suarez. Denny Hamlin right now running eighth. Ross Chastain is ninth. Chase Elliott right now is running 10th.
With William Byron 11th, Ty Gibbs is 12th. 13th on the racetrack is Martin Truex Jr. 14th is Kyle Larson. 15th is Kyle